You're listening to SBS News.
Giants AFLW star Haneen Zerika was noticeably absent on the football field during the team's game against the Western Bulldogs as part of the AFLW Pride Round. Last week, a specifically designed guernsey for the Pride Round was made for players to wear, prompting Zerika to make what she calls the difficult choice to withdraw from playing. In a statement on Instagram, the 22-year-old explained why she made the decision to withdraw, saying she was uncomfortable with wearing a Pride guernsey as it does not align with her religious beliefs.
As the first Australian Muslim woman in the AFLW, I have a responsibility to represent my faith and my community. I respect people regardless of their sexual orientation. This decision was extremely difficult, and I appreciate the support of AFL, Giants, and my teammates. Inclusion is about creating a space where people are able to respect their right to choose how they live their life, as long as they don't advocate hate and division. My platform is not a place for people to disrespect and harass others, so please be kind.
The Pride Round is one of the AFLW's three dedicated events, alongside the AFLW Indigenous Round and the Good for Footy Round, that aim to foster diversity and inclusivity. Zerika is a respected member of the AFLW community, becoming the first Muslim player and the first player of Lebanese descent to join the Giants when she made her debut in 2019. While the choice has been criticised by some commentators on social media, SBS News understands Zerika's teammates are supportive of her decision to withdraw. GWS fans attending the game have also expressed their understanding.
Look, I really respect what she's her position, and understand that she, you know, she's got principles based on her religion and her faith.
It would be great to be able to include her name, but I respect her decision to stick by her views.
I stand by her name. She's a great footballer. It's her choice if she wants to play or not in this round. She loves all her teammates, and that's all you can ask for.
Zerika played in the Pride Round last year and in the official 2022 Pride Round match last week, occasions where a specific guernsey was not a factor. She also ran through the banner with her teammates on the weekend, which read, "Pride Round, an inclusive game for all. Everyone is welcome." Rumia Abdo-Sultan is the Community Relations Advisor to the Australian National Imams Council. She says Ms. Zerika is making a courageous move.
Obviously, the community is very proud of the brave stance that Haneen's taken, in that she has been able to stand up for whatever values and beliefs she wishes to express.
Ms. Sultan adds that unlike ex-Wallabies player Israel Folau, Ms. Zerika's actions did not involve giving voice to inflammatory or hateful remarks aimed at anyone in the community.
You know, it's a very sensitive topic and situation for the community. But for Haneen, I think the most important thing in all of this is that she hasn't actually said anything hateful or harmful to any community. In fact, all she's done is express her personal views that conform to her values and beliefs.
In 2019, Folau, the son of a pastor, had his contract terminated following remarks he posted on social media that he said reflected his views as a devout Christian. He wrote, "Hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, idolaters." Rugby Australia in the end reached a confidential settlement with Folau and said he acknowledged and apologised for any hurt or harm caused. Andrew Perkis from Pride in Sport, a national not-for-profit sporting inclusion program, says he believes Zerika has been respectful in her handling of the situation.
She's done it very respectfully, and unlike Israel Folau, who kind of used his platform to kind of sprout homophobic gibberish, she's certainly not doing that. And so I think all we can do is respect the approach that both she has taken and also that GWS has taken.
SBS World News contacted both the AFL and GWS Giants, but neither wanted to comment. Brooke Young, SBS News.